This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Dan Haney with a quick news update. Racine police say a 22-year-old man has been arrested in connection with a fatal shooting last July. Lance Moore Jr. was taken into custody on Tuesday in Arkansas and is awaiting extradition to Wisconsin in connection with the death of a 37-year-old woman who was killed in an early morning crash of gunfire. The Racine City Council is saying no to plans for a development project near Rivers and Marina. On Tuesday, Alders rejected a proposal to spend up to $500,000 on it. The plan would have used tax increment financing to buy the land. Some Alders objected to using taxpayer money without a developer or more of a plan. Walter Williams is the community development director. He says city leaders need to look beyond its current assessed value and onto its potential to be redeveloped for lakefront housing. The land is assessed at $71,000 and is being used now for boat storage. Read more at RacineCountyEye.com. UW Parkside is celebrating its new graduates, including Mola Umna, who just graduated with a master's in sustainable management. The 85-year-old Anam is the oldest graduate of UW Parkside and the first to be in his 80s. To date, 16 students in their 70s have graduated from UW Parkside. And that's news from WRJN. I'm Dan Haney. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Wisconsin in the Final Four. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Women's college volleyball. It's the Wisconsin Badgers tonight against number one ranked Kentucky. Coverage on ESPN. The Badgers head coach, Kelly Sheffield.
My dad passed away a few months ago. He would have loved watching this team. The Final Four is just so special. It is so incredible. And when you've been there, it's almost a... Every fiber of your being, you want as many of your players that are committed, that decide to come here, that you want them to experience that.
NBA, the Bucks host the Toronto Raptors tonight at Fiserv Forum. NFL, Packers wide receiver Christian Watson back at practice after spending time in a Denver hospital with that shoulder injury.
I think it was how I hit the ground. Just like I think my elbow had hit first, so it kind of just jams your shoulder up into your shoulder. I'm not sure, but yeah, just how I landed was a little awkward.
That's Christian Watson with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We have some big changes on the way. Rain this morning, changing to snow later today and tonight. It's going to be windy with gusts from 30 to 40 later today through tonight. Falling temperatures too, 40s this morning, low 30s this afternoon. We're going to be in the low teens by tomorrow morning. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.